There are lots of places famous for plastic surgery. Southern California, Brazil, Venezuela, and apparently South Korea. According to one survey, South Koreans have one of the highest per capita rates of plastic surgery in the world. They go in for nose jobs, Botox injections, and something called double eyelid surgery. Jason Strother reports from Seoul on why South Koreans are so keen on surgical improvements.
Look around the Apgujeong subway station and you'll see ads for plastic surgery clinics. They show before and after shots of women who've gone under the knife. 19-year-old Uri got some work done about a month ago, but she says it wasn't the ads that made her do it. It was pressure from her friends and family.
Whenever I saw pictures of my face, I felt a lot of stress. One of my eyes was bigger than the other. But the real problem was my nose. Everyone, even people who just met me, would tell me how big it was. They said my nose covered my entire face.
So with her own money, about $3,500, she had her eyelids lifted and the bridge of her nose raised. Uri says her new look makes her more popular with guys, and it's gotten her work, too.
Koreans are obsessed with how we look. Before my surgery, if I had 10 job interviews, I didn't get any calls back. But now, I get a lot of calls.
Uri also models for her plastic surgeon, Dr. Cho Soo-young. He shows me her before and after shots on his computer. He says that his patients want a westernized Barbie look, even if that's not realistic for Asian women. It's what employers are looking for, he says.
In Korean society, the competition is very severe. So if they look so old face...
If you look old, says Cho, you'll lose out to the competition. So people try to change their face and bodies. Most school and job applications in Korea require a photo. So plastic surgery can change a person's destiny, says Dr. Cho. Yvonne Kim of the Asia Society Korea Center says a lot of Koreans seem to think that way, too.
They believe, or the market makes them believe, that good-looking people have better jobs or are offered better opportunities. It's a sad reality. Are we focusing on their skills? Are we focusing on their education? Or are we hiring them just simply because they are good-looking? It's something that the society has to think deeper about and should be concerned about.
Her group is making a documentary about Korean ideals of beauty. But even before the plastic surgery craze, Koreans have long believed that facial characteristics can determine your fortune. Park Sang-jun is a traditional face reader. He gives an example of one particular feature that signals good luck.
예를 들면, 그 세계적인 투자가 워렌 버핏의 코를 보게 되면,
if you see Warren Buffett's nose, it's very high and has a lot of fat around it, he says. That type of nose brings good luck and can make a person wealthy. It's called a hyuntambi, or gallbladder nose. But if someone has surgery to get Warren Buffett's type of nose, it won't work. It has to be natural. Park says good fortune only comes from the inside. Uri, the young woman who had her eyes and nose done, says she doesn't care what people say about natural beauty. She says she feels more confident since her surgery, and she's considering having more work done.
I'd been thinking about having my jaw thinned out, but my doctor suggested I just try to lose some weight first.
Instead, she says she might just get her nose done again. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.